Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Thank God for another thing. We love to praise his name. His name is Jesus. I know that is right. Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to Hope City Radio. I am so glad that you are with us, Pastor Stevens, and I want to thank you for joining us on this this Friday morning for another opportunity to come together and to pray together and to just grow in grace and in God. And so we are grateful and thankful to you and to the Lord. And I love that song. I love to praise his name, love to lift him up. And I think that that's what makes the opportunity and helps us to become who we are. When we know who we owe the glory to, we know who we owe the praise to, and we know who we owe all that we have. We'd be nothing without anybody else out there who can be honest and say, I'd be nothing without God. God, it is God who makes it all worthwhile, God who has brought me safe, as the old folks would say, the Lord has brought me safe thus far. Amen. And I'm grateful to God for his safety and his protection and his grace and his mercy. Amen. Are you glad about it? I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Don't forget, this weekend, we come together to worship and celebrate the Lord. This Sunday is Pentecost Day. I don't know if you knew that, but it is Pentecost Sunday. It is where so many people believe and celebrate it. This is where the church was birthed. This is where the Holy Spirit was sent to dwell amongst men. This is that moment when, going to the book of Acts, he says Jesus told them, before he ascended to heaven, he said, now go to Jerusalem and you wait there. You wait there till you be endued with power, until the power comes. The power we understand to be the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is more than a jerk and a movement, an aesthetic tongue. The Holy Spirit is everything that we need to become everything that God has called us to be. It is the power of God unto salvation. It's what moves us, and I'm grateful to God for it. So this Sunday, the celebration of Pentecost Sunday, and so many people all over the world will be celebrating. People celebrate in different ways. Amen. I think we ought to celebrate by doing and seeing the things that God has called us to do. We ought to put our attention more towards what God is calling us to do as a body of believers. We ought to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm just thanking God for all that it means to us. And I thank God because without it, without the Holy Spirit, we could do nothing. We could not be able to grow, to develop, to minister, to do the things, because it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the power, to step into a supernatural world, to step into a spiritual existence, and to see the hand and the blessings of the Lord. And so I'm grateful to God for the Holy Spirit. I'm grateful to God. It is the Holy Spirit that seals me until the day, according to the scripture, until the day of redemption, until Jesus comes back to get me. My salvation is sealed, it's held, it's protected, it's kept by the Holy Spirit. And I am grateful. That's why I'm not worried about losing it. I'm not worried about falling and losing my salvation. I'm not worried about it, because you sure can't lose something you don't keep. The Holy Spirit is the keeper of my salvation. And I'm grateful. I thank God. You better thank him. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And so we are blessed for all that this weekend, this will mean. And so for believers, it's important that we recognize and thank God for the Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. And so don't you forget, we're going to be worshiping together on this Sunday. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. Just an opportunity to get into his word. I'm beginning a new series on this Sunday, and I want you to come and be with us as we go into the word of the Lord and understand God's love for lost things. God has a fascination for lost things. God is enamored by lost things. And so as God is, so his people ought to be. We ought to have a love for that which is lost. Amen. Because everybody who is walking in a relationship with Jesus must say that one day I was lost, and now I am found. So I'm grateful to God for that. Amen. So you come and be a part of those services with us. And we thank God for what he is already going to do in that, in these services. So let's go and get into our time of prayer. I am so excited. I want to congratulate all of graduates this season of graduation. I want to congratulate you. And if you have family who are graduating from whatever, moving from one thing to the next, I want to extend a warm congratulations to them, and especially to my daughter, Imani, my oldest daughter. She graduates from college. Her first graduation, was yesterday, and I was able to be there with her. And I'm so excited about that. And so right now I'm preparing to leave out to go and celebrate the graduation that she had this morning. And so I am very excited. I'm so proud of her. So congratulations to my baby for this great milestone of accomplishment. So make sure that you are congratulating the people in your life who have come across this great milestone. Just make sure they understand how proud you are of them, what they have been able to accomplish through the power of the Spirit. Amen, amen. So Let's pray. Lord, we glorify you. We thank you. We are blessing you. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. Thank you, because without you, we could do absolutely nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, God, we would be like a ship that is tossed without a sail. But we thank you that you have both seen it fit that we would be able to walk in grace and mercy, to be able to walk in your love and kindness. We thank you that you've seen fit to keep us even when we could not and did not want to be kept. You kept us through dangers, toils, and snares. We thank you because without you and without your love for us, where would we be? Where would we be? We'd be lost. And so we thank you, God, for grace and for mercy, for love, for kindness, for protection. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for just all that you continue and keep doing on behalf of your people. And so, God, we want to say we thank you. We call on your name because you're good. We want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, God, that we recognize that the Holy Spirit comes not just to move us, but God, the Holy Spirit comes to advance us. The Holy Spirit comes that there might be signs and wonders. For the Word of God says, signs and these signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. And oh God, I believe that we, in this season, in this time of our life, we need to be seeing and experiencing signs and wonders. We need to be experiencing the hand of God, your power, your authority. And we thank you because we recognize that we have the power to see you do and to experience you in brand new and different ways. And so now, God, as we go into this Friday, beginning a weekend, I pray that you would give us blessings and wisdom, that you'd protect us all, that you would glorify yourself in us, that you would be glorified, give us words that would lift you and glorify you. And I pray, God, for all those who have experienced and is experiencing the great joy of graduation in this season, God, you would bless them and that you would help them to see and recognize that it was you that has brought them this far, not their abilities, not Keisha, not their connections, but you brought them. And we want to say thank you. Now, God, bless our services on Sunday. Bless the people that will worship you all over this world. And I pray, Lord, that you would be glorified. Help us to help somebody else and help us to recognize that you have an absolute love for lost things. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. God bless you. Now you go forth. And you have a wonderful day, and you make this weekend count, and you go forth with purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye.